Tweet at TodaySOR.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Well, I'm joined now by Eleanor McAvoy. Eleanor, we're going to be speaking to you a little later on in the programme, but now you're going to sing one of the songs from your new album. Tell me about the song you're going to sing.
It's a song about the art of writing a song,
okay,
as an act of revenge. So you're not with somebody and you're writing a song to kind of get your own back in them. So
what's it called?
It's called Don't Blame the Tune.
Great.
Don't blame the words. Don't blame the key. Don't blame the tune or the sweet harmonies. And spare my guitar. Just pawns in my wicked game. They didn't know how I'd use them to hurt you. They had no hand in your pain. Tip of my pen for my personal gain. So don't blame the words. Don't blame the key. Don't blame the tune.
Eleanor, thank you so much for that. And we're going to be hearing another song, I think, from you later in the programme. And we're also going to be speaking to you. But for now, Eleanor, thanks.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1. Phone the comment line 1850 715 900.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Well, I'm joined again now by Eleanor McAvoy. Eleanor, thank you very much for coming back into us. And before you play another of your songs for us, I mean, just to talk to you, I mean, I suppose most people in Ireland, the first thing they're going to think of when they hear your name is Only a Woman's Heart. But you're saying that's 22 years ago now that
that came out. Yeah,
and it's extraordinary.
Absolutely. 12 for albums further on now. So.
Has it been difficult, though, for you to escape the success of that song and the album that came out around then?
I think here in Ireland, yes. I mean, less so abroad, but here in Ireland, definitely yes. And of course, there's an element of it I haven't wanted to escape. Mm. Maybe be released is a better word rather than escape.
Yeah, move on from, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I still have huge affection for the song. I guess there was a problem where people made an assumption about the type of music I played that perhaps wasn't quite accurate. You know, they were putting me into, they'd go to a gig and expect me to be sitting on a stool. You know, they weren't expecting me to have a Telecaster Electric around my neck. And, you know, from that point of view, I think people's perception was slightly different to the reality.
They didn't want to know it if it wasn't some kind of a version of the same thing.
Yeah.
And yet abroad, you weren't under the same kind of shackles at all in terms of a woman's heart.
Not at all, no. In fact, I had a top 10 hit in the States was Precious Little. That was the song. And I grew kind of tired of that song, much more so than I ever did of A Woman's Heart, you know. So
how many albums in are you now? What's this one?
12. This is Stuff. And this is 12 or 13. I have to count, actually, myself, since then.
And how would you describe this?
Well, this is an unusual album. It's an album that is it started off as a kind of compilation album of fans' requests, you know, songs that they heard maybe that I'd written on other people's albums but I had never done on one of my own albums, or songs that they loved, like the single mix or the B-side mix of an odd track that maybe never really got very far.
So rather no overarching theme or idea.
Well, it started off like that, but when we started to put it together, we realised it was really very representative of my work and very representative of what I've been doing, you know.
Why? In what way?
I don't know. Maybe the other people have a better grasp of what I do than me when I'm actually doing it. Maybe it's like you, if you're presenting a radio show, maybe you go back and listen to it and your perception of how it gone is, you think, oh my God, I thought that interview was coming across this way, but actually it was coming across another way. So I actually think that maybe other people are smarter than I am when it comes to my own music.
They see you more clearly than you see yourself, almost. Yeah. So, and what is the song you're going to play for us now?
I'm going to play a song called Deliver Me, which is about hypocrisy in large organisations, be it the bank, the government, the church, whatever.
Great, let's hear it.
Deliver me from what you do. Deliver me from what you knew. Deliver me from what you say. Deliver me from how you pray. Think it over, think it through. Deliver me from what you do. And lead me not into a prayer. Lead me not into despair. Lead me not into a place where those who suffered were disgraced. Lead me far away from you. Deliver me from what you do. You didn't know, you couldn't tell. You'd no idea, and even then you had no say, you had no choice. You had to heed higher voice until you change your point of view. Deliver me from what you do. Deliver me from what you do. Deliver me from what you knew. Deliver me from what you say. Deliver me from how you pray. Think it over, think it through. Deliver me from what you do. Yes, it's true, I stay up late, I sing the blues, I fail to pray. I don't believe you, have to wonder how I sleep. And then the nerve to say to you, deliver me from what you do. When Jesus calls, Jesus comes, Jesus cares for everyone. Jesus lives, Jesus saves, Jesus loves the ones who stray. Well, what would Jesus say to you? He'd say, deliver me from what you do. Deliver me from what you do. Deliver me from what you knew. Deliver me from what you say. Deliver me from how you pray. Think it over, think it through. Deliver me from what you do. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. What you're preaching, think it through. Deliver me from what you do.
Eleanor, thank you very much indeed. The album is Stuff. It's in the shops now, I presume, is it?
It is indeed, yeah.
And any plans for performing in Ireland anytime soon?
Yes, there's some Irish dates coming up. I think it's August, September, the theatre kind of venues, and then on to Britain in November and, yeah, so forth.
Super. Well, listen, Eleanor, thank you very much indeed for coming into us this morning.
Pleasure.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.